With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Highlands, North Carolina Mayor Pat Taylor says they're struggling to restore power to their town after Hurricane Helene.
We have so many outages. We've had so many trees knocking down lines and utility poles destroyed that the process of restoring full power to the town of Highlands could take almost a week to complete.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has told reporters the federal government should focus on North Carolina. DeSantis says Florida is coping with the situation, and most of the effort should be in western North Carolina right now, as there are still active rescues that need to take place. President Biden plans this week to visit areas impacted by Helene. The president said the federal government will be with survivors and others in the nation's southeast affected by Helene for as long as it takes. U.S. ports from Maine to Texas could shut down if a union representing about 45,000 dock workers carries through with a threatened strike that's scheduled for midnight tonight. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel unrelenting in its drive to crush Hezbollah. After killing the terror group's leader and decimating its senior leadership, the latest Israeli airstrikes hit central Beirut. The BBC's Yolanda Nell.
We have now Israeli military action on multiple fronts at the same time. Still very much concentrated on Lebanon, where the Israeli military chief of staff has said Hezbollah must be hit hard. We've been hearing these assessments that the Israeli military believes that much of Hezbollah's firepower has been destroyed, suggesting this is why we haven't really seen, even since Hassan Nasrallah was killed, big barrages of rockets being fired.
The Dow is down 120 points. The NASDAQ composite is losing 23. This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics don't seem to believe the tenets of their faith.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the Catholic Church, and it finds that 83% of them think the church is wrong to prohibit birth control. 64% say they would have no problem with female priests, and more than half think the church should allow gay marriage. Strong majorities of Catholics say they like Pope Francis, although his popularity is declining. Most of them say the pontiff is trying to bring change to the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has given overwhelming approval to the first reading of a proposed law to prohibit the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. The measure needs to pass two more readings in the Duma before being sent to the upper house and then to President Vladimir Putin. It follows other laws designed to curb the LGBT agenda in Russia. This is SRN News. Two Nordic countries have their own border situation.
Norway may put a fence along part or all of its 123-mile border it shares with Russia. It's a move inspired by neighbor Finland. The idea has been floated by Norwegian Justice Minister Emily Enger Mehl, who says a fence can not only act as a deterrent, but uses technology to detect if people are moving closer to the border. Helsinki is currently building up fences along the border zone that makes up part of NATO's northern flank. Jason Walker reporting.
A powerful typhoon lashing the northernmost islands of the Philippines, where officials are warning of potentially very destructive damage to coastal villages. Typhoon Krathon was last tracked over the coastal waters of Balintang Island. Krathon could strengthen into a super typhoon when it veers northeastward towards Taiwan. More details at SRNNews.com.